节。
We'll even ask.
睇上圣经旧约嘅353页，请大家打开。我读单节，请会众读双节。系撒母耳记上第十五章嘅第十节。
请
会众先读第十节，跟住我会读单节。一、二、三。
And so, Father God, as we come to you in worship, as we come to listen to your
word, 我立扫罗为王，我后悔了，因为他转去不跟从我，不遵守我的命令。撒母耳便甚忧愁，终夜哀求耶和华。
Wouldn't be just for the congregation, but for me as well, for all of us. Father, dear, we dare come into your presence this morning and say to you that there's nothing in our lives.
撒母耳到了扫罗那里，扫罗对他说：愿耶和华赐福与你，耶和华的命令我已遵守了。
Spirit, speak to us. We submit ourselves unto you this moment. Pray it us all.
扫罗说：这是百姓从亚玛力人那里带来的，因为他们爱惜上好的牛羊，要献与耶和华你的上帝。其余的我们都灭尽了。
We're starting a new series called Live to Worship. And this campaign that we're going to be doing is going to be a church-wide campaign, in which means that it not only is it happening here in the English congregation, but also in the two campaign services, also in the managing service,
we are working together to discover what it means to live to worship.
And so this morning as we begin our series, we want to do that. And so...first of all, I'd like to introduce you to a book that Pastor Sherman, myself, and Lawrence have been working on. At the end of the service, you will get one of these. Now, this book is going to be designed to help you to do maybe some quiet time devotions. But hopefully, more importantly, you'll take this, you'll join a small group sometime this week, and you'll get involved and you'll start to study through these ideas together.And so we hope that you would do this, and you would participate with us. Alongside of this, during this campaign, you'll find in the back of your bulletins our sermon notes. And so if you want to keep track with what we're saying and what we're thinking about, you can fill in the blanks there and supplement your small groups with what's being said this morning and for the next 7 weeks.
环境的罪与拜虚神和偶像的罪相同。你既厌弃耶和华的命令，耶和华也厌弃你作王。
Or being in a relationship where you no longer love the person that you're with, or even worse, if you're still in love and that person that you're with doesn't love you anymore, can you imagine starting something that you really love, like a class or a project or a job?But over a series of events, hardships, setbacks, you just want to get out as fast as you can. And rather than loving what you're doing, you just hate it with all your heart. Can you imagine what that would be like to be in that type of place where love is no longer there? For me and I, we had an experience. We bought our house about, I guess, 2 years ago now.
And we started fixing it up.
We loved the house. We thought this was going to be a great project.
A little paint, a little drywall, a little bit of fixing here, a little bit of fixing there,
and it was going to be a great house. And so the first month we got into this, we were just loving it. And it was just exciting, ripping down walls and tearing things apart.
And then eventually,
the closer we got to our deadline to move into that house, seeing all the things that still need to be done, those days turned into nights, and I'd have to walk in there and I was just dreading it. Because I was thinking there's so much to do. There's every time I knock something down, there's a new problem.
I just lost all energy to want to deal with it.下邊七個禮拜嘅時候，會用嘅主題講到，就會環繞住呢七方面，佢係敬拜神。咁而靈修係點做法咧？嗱，下個禮拜咧，羅牧師就會再介紹嘅。
But what happens if you didn't have that?
That without love, life becomes routine. That without love, relationships become chores.
That without love, work becomes suffering. Without love, being is just existing. Without love, faith is nothing. Without love, there is no passion. Without love, Christianity is just another religion, not in relationship. Did you know that one of the major problems of love is when passion is lost? It can get mechanical in relationships. Love can sometimes put you in a rut. Do you know that one of the highest reasons for divorce is lost love? It is the passion that has died. It is the life that is stuck in routine. And I believe that when a married couple lost sight of their love, it is then that all other problems become irreconcilable. And there can be nothing more deadlier to a relationship than losing the focus of why you were together. And just because you may be doing things in your relationship, it's no substitute for being in love. As we start our church-wide series on Lift to Worship, our goal is that we would that as we study the Word together Sunday mornings, as we come together in our small groups, that we would learn the lessons that God had for the seven churches of Revelation. And that if we can begin to apply these ideas and these lessons into our lives, that maybe, just maybe, and this is what we're praying for, that your hearts would be reignited, that there would be a new passion that would spring from your hearts as we study, as we look. And as the pastoral team, we want to invite you to come, make sure you're here for each message, come to a small group, learn together, but most importantly, that you would turn your heart to Jesus. And this morning, I want to talk to you about refocusing our hearts to worship and recapturing our first love. This morning, we're going to study the first of the seven churches of Revelation transcribed by the Apostle John as Jesus himself pours out his heart and his concerns for these seven churches. The first church that we're going to look at and that Jesus addressed was the church of Ephesus. Ephesus was called the first of all and greatest of Rome. It was also known as the metropolis of Asia. This was the center of commerce in Rome. Ephesus was the entry point of many of the Roman officials as they would enter into the rest of the kingdom through the Aegean Sea. It was the major seaport that sat on three major rivers and where many of the Roman roads ended up at. It was a city that worshipped the goddess of Diana and was known for their interest in magic and enchantments. It was a rich and affluent society. From there in AD 63, we find the writings of the church to Ephesus in the letter that Paul writes called Ephesians. And when we begin to study this letter, the first verse sets up the reason for the writing of why these seven churches are being addressed. And we're going to learn these as we study this together. So we start off in Revelation chapter 2, verse 1. And the scripture says to the angel of the church in Ephesus, write, these are the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand and walks among the seven golden lampstands.
Now this first verse,
gives us an incredible insight to the nature of why Jesus is speaking to these churches. And so back in your bulletin, if you want to fill these up, the three insights to the writing of the letters, first of all, speaks of the authority of Jesus over the churches. It speaks to the authority of Jesus over the churches. Second, it speaks of the presence of Jesus among the churches. And the last idea of this chapter 2, verse 1, is that it speaks of the value of the value that Jesus has over these churches. I'm just going to quickly share with you a little bit about these, because this is the main part of our message this morning. But in and of itself, this would be a great sermon to preach one day. And the significance of the detail of the right hand is the symbolism of the righteous rule, the righteous power that God has. In which case, then, the interpretation of the phrase, these are the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand, is this type of idea. These are the words of Jesus, understood from Revelation chapter 1, verse 12, who in his sovereignty holds the spirit of the churches in his righteousness. And it says that as Jesus holds the spirit of the churches in his right hand, that he walks among and in the midst of this idea of these seven golden lampstands.
Now this represents
symbolically the manifold presence of God among the churches. Again, we are to interpret these lampstands as the churches that God has seen and recognized in Asia Minor. Again, this is a reference that goes back to an Old Testament idea of the lampstand as being the nation of Israel and the churches underneath that. But what happens here is that this is no longer just one lampstand, but each church now is represented on its own. Each church is now responsible for itself. Each church is responsible now for the light that it gives to its cities.
So it says that as these
churches are in their areas, God is walking in and among them. His presence is there with all the churches, that as he is the light of the world, that through that light is then shined through each individual church.
And that as that happens, God rocks, and in his heart, he holds the spirit of each church.
He speaks to each church. Now the other idea
And as I am among you, I have a message 而從不同的文字聖經裡面睇 worship 呢個字嘅時候，有包括俯伏嘅意思，有接吻嘅意思，有呢一個侍奉服侍人嘅意思。個圖畫就似乜嘢咧 ？worship 係乜嘢咧？我中文用嘅五體投地呢個字。當一個人，你睇最典型嘅圖畫係嗰個教宗去到每一個城市訪問，一落機第一件事係咩？趴喺個地下度親吻大地啊！咩意義啊？佢睇定係大地係萬物造物主所設立嘅，大地係佢在神嘅腳凳下，我要俯伏親吻大地，係一個俯伏敬拜嘅事。我腳掌能夠踏到呢個地方，我就一個敬拜嘅
事。
嗱，真正嘅敬拜裡面唔係單係外在嘅行動。需要由內在而生發出嚟，而今天嘅教會裏面咧，敬拜係一個爭議性嘅話題。單單敬拜裏面嘅 music 嘅音樂咧，先係一個可以好爭議嘅話題。
Easier points to remember。
有人咁樣講，崇拜嘅音樂咧，如果就似一個電台咁樣，如果一個電台咧，你想包含曬又有country music， 又有classic 嘅 music， 又想流行曲風，唔可能。一定要定位，定位一個個電台上面。你睇今日嘅崇拜咧，由極端莊嚴嘅禮儀教會，到到極端自由嘅一個靈恩教會，中間嗰個路線幾闊，一個極端禮儀嘅教會以聖公會得中為主嘅。呢一個教會裏面個牧師咧，比見到啊，捉住個牧師袍，每一個聖餐嘅程序有既定嘅點樣接嗰條嘅根，點樣
啃。
每一個嘅程序裏面讀嘅，我應該唔講唔係祈禱，係讀嘅祈禱文係讀出嚟嘅。
Then
每一個係有板有眼，經過千錘百煉，經過好多思想嘅細緻嘅雕琢，然後出嚟一個禮儀嘅教會。我記得我 Richard 讀書嘅時候，參與過響唐人街一間嘅聖公一間嘅天主教嘅教堂，嗰個叫呢一個嘅煙灰中嘅崇拜，意思係話佢教堂裡面會點蠟燭，點嗰啲嘅香，收集嗰啲爐灰咧，然之後一年收集咗之後，就用呢一個爐灰嚟做一個崇拜。
Your hard work and your perseverance.
我當中一個好深刻嘅印象就係，
I know that you cannot tolerate wicked men, that you've tested those who claim to be apostles,
宣讀馬太福音
and have found them false.
話俾我哋聽，耶穌基督道成肉身在我哋嘅當中，好真實嘅神嘅話就在我哋當中，好深刻嘅一個印象。
Yet,
即係當然參加慣好多嘅一啲。
As I was preparing this, a thought came to my mind. How many people have said this to each other, and I've heard these same kinds of words? When actions weren't enough, when a spouse turns and says, you know what, you've been doing all these things, but I've never heard you once say you love me. And then the response is, well, you know I love you. You know, look at all the things I've done. And they say, no, you know what, I don't want to see that. I just want to hear you say I love you. Or for parents and children, and how some parents would just give their children everything, but they don't give that child the one thing that they really want, and that's the presence of their father, the presence of their mother beside them. And all those other things are great, but all you really wanted was to just
教堂嘅建築物嘅時候，可能先至開始我哋嘅崇拜。我哋個人可以有個人嘅崇拜，我哋個人讀經係一個崇拜，但係唔係讀經就等於一個崇拜。我哋個人嘅靈修係一個崇拜，但唔等於我哋靈修就去代替崇拜。崇拜係乜嘢？簡單講，崇拜就我哋嘅生活，崇拜就我哋基督徒活在世上嘅裏面，我哋點樣活出在崇拜裏面所領受嘅，在日常生活當中應用出。我細個嘅時候，日子裏面，我哋時時都用嘅。
And there are times when I've walked in, I've literally came up, gave Anita a hug, give her a kiss, give Faith a kiss, and I say, I'm going to go downstairs and I'm going to go work. And I'll come up later. And there are times when I have stopped Faith from coming up to me and wanting to spend time, and I push her away and I say, hey, you know, like, go watch a video or something. Daddy will come and play with you later.
And I've had to stop myself as she walks away, and I think, what have I done? My child is coming to me and wants to spend time with me. How many times am I going to get that opportunity? And I've got to stop myself. And it's not because I don't want to spend time, but there's things I've got to do. And
I have to stop and say, you know what? And I have to
stop and say, you know what? And I have to stop and say, you know what? Those things are important, right? Spending time with my little girl, telling her how much I love her is important.敬拜是真理和诚实为基础。从今天这段圣经当中讲到扫罗王 蘇羅王係以色列國度裏面第一個皇帝。
involved in all the programs that they're doing.
呢一個嘅上帝後悔立蘇羅為王。點解？呢個後悔唔係上帝即係做錯事後悔，唔係上帝係心裏面難過啊！神做人嘅時候唔係做一台機器出嚟，神做人嘅時候賦予人有自由嘅意志可以選擇，選擇愛佢，選擇唔愛上帝。所以人冇話好講。當個選擇的過程上面，呢個自由意志就係神賜予人嘅禮物。呢話上帝後悔啦，意思係話上帝容許呢一個掃羅王有個選擇，但係好不幸地，掃羅王選擇離棄上帝，所以上帝嘅心好痛，佢後悔啦。而整件事嘅背景係掃羅王要出去打仗，打仗之前神吩咐嘅話，你一定會打贏。打贏嘅時候，你必須要將嗰啲老物、老嚟嘅物品全部嘅燒毀，因為呢啲係罪嘅延伸。你唔可以將佢嚟到留為己用。但殊不知掃羅王就自己留為己用。嗱，當我見到咧呢個過程上面咧，撒母耳就憂愁啦，終夜為呢個掃羅祈禱。然之後咧，第二日撒母耳稱早起來咧迎接掃羅，有人告訴撒母耳說。掃羅到了加密在那裡立了紀念碑，咩意思？紀念碑意思係話呢個掃羅王為自己所做嘅豐功偉績立碑，叫人知道佢幾咁偉大，幾咁真實。呢個佢忘記咗要出自恩典，忘記咗因為神嘅同在，忘記咗因為有上主。
They were in such a big city in this jewel of in the crown of Rome that they must have had a lot of people that came through that area bringing a lot of different types of teaching and trying to get into their churches and to pervert and to change some of the ideas and the thinking that was going on. And it says that they were able to stop it, they were able to test those ideas, those false apostles, and they were able to push them away. They had to deal with the culture of the time.They had to guard themselves against the sexual temptations of the religious practices at that time. They had to guard themselves of the use of magic and charms. And yet they kept the church clear of all this.
After we passed a few days, I became more and more mature. But it doesn't mean anything. Maybe our inner heart is not the program was working, but they forgot the relationship that first yielded the inspiration to have those programs.
They were so busy that they weren't spending time
with
Jesus.
This is a story, not real. Don't take it for granted. The fact is that work does not equal love. There was an angel who raised a lion.咁啊，天堂養老虎啊，唔出奇啊！但係天堂發生饑荒啊，呢個係古仔啊。咁啊，天堂有饑荒啦，咁啊，嗰個嘅老虎就話啦：，主人啊，我可以食嘢喎，咁點啊？你準我去地上食人啊？咁啊，呢個係古仔啦，即係冇人即係天使信個老虎跳落個地度去食人㗎。咁啊，啊咁啊，突然有個條件，個條件就係你唔可以食基督徒嘅。
And rather than focusing on the one that inspired us, we get into the rut of having to produce. Can you see this happening in our churches? We're so busy doing what we think is right.
老虎見到佢，就準備跳出嚟就問佢：，喂，你係咪基督徒啊？你係基督徒，我就食咗你啦！點知嗰人行近，老虎一個虎步跳出嚟嘅時候，見到呢個人，哇一聲，老人嘣，老虎想問都冇得問啦，大老虎捅我啊！老虎又聰明啦，於是老虎就運用佢個鼻咧去索啦，問啦，由頭問到落腳，由腳問翻到頭，覺得好奇怪。好奇怪之後咧，但係好痛我。所以就將整個人食曬食剩兩面嘴唇等有處，翻到上天堂嘅裏面就見呢一個主人食飽未啊？食飽有冇食基督徒啊？有食咗個啩？主人好唔開心啊！點解食咗個基督徒啊？正想要對付呢個老虎劏咗佢嘅時候，老虎話：主人未住啊！我竟然想問嘅問唔到啊！我問都問過曬啦，我問來問去咧。我只係覺得咧，呢一個人咧最有基督徒嘅味道咧，就兩片嘴唇，其他人聞唔到佢有任何基督徒嘅味道，淨係兩片嘴唇就係感謝主、讚美主。可能佢今日講得多啦，所以兩片嘴唇最有基督徒味道，所以我乜都食曬，食剩兩片嘴唇。
That's what the church was
guilty
of. And the Apostle Paul understood this, and he writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1 and 3, taken from the message. If I speak with human eloquence and angelic ecstasy, but I don't love, I'm nothing. But the creaking of the rest of the game. If I speak God's word with power, revealing all his mercies and making everything plain as day, if I have faith that says to the mountain jump and it jumps, but I don't love, I'm nothing. If I give everything I own to the poor and even go to the stake to be burned as a martyr, but I don't love, I've gotten nowhere. So no matter what I say, what I believe, what I do, I'm bankrupt without love.
有時呢,中國人呢,就不好意思的,是就說,哎呀,不好意思,不是啦,不是啦。
就是你要拿了,是就是,不是就不是啦,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說,不用說
其他我哋灭晒啦，最好嗰啲我留低啦，留低咩用啊？我系想我哋奉献献祭俾个神啊嘛，我系用嚟敬拜噶，将自己要做嘅事嚟到合理化，甚至神圣化。在今日我哋嘅生命当中，我哋敬拜嘅人生系一个点样嘅人生？在我哋生命要走嘅路上面。
God calls each of us and our churches to be captured to our passion by focusing back on our first love. To recapture our passion by focusing on our first love. What was that first love that they had forsaken? Why would they forsake such a thing at all if it was that great? The first love was the love that forgave them. It was the love that redeemed them. It took the sinful soul of a person and filled it with work. It was the first love that sang a new song in their hearts. It was the first love that started a new life in their walk, that breathed a new breath. It was the love that was like no other, that looked at us like no other, that accepted us like no other. And Jesus reminded them, remember where you came from. Remember how you chased after truth by buying and believing into God's city, by chasing after the magic that you thought would heal. Remember the commerce that you thought would make you rich and would make your life good. Remember how far you had fallen by the practices of the temples of the other gods around and the ways of society and the ways that Roman thought and practices influenced you. Remember what happened. And then remember what was like when you first embraced the truth of Jesus.
在整個的崇拜當中，
可能
做得好靚、好美麗，詩歌好好，表現得好好，唱得好好。但
係
最重要係當我離開呢個時候，離開呢座房子嘅時候，我哋有冇聽從神嘅話，將真理
喺
我
嘅
生活當中？
without the illusion of first having to be perfect or rich or powerful,
馨香嘅獻祭，神所喜悅嘅係人聽從佢嘅吩咐，愛慕佢嘅話語，崇拜敬拜，係咪能夠將神嘅話語叫我裏面有胃口嚟到消化領受呢？當我喺度讀聖經嘅時候，當我喺度崇拜嘅時候，我哋有冇聽從佢嘅話語，將佢話語應用出嚟？聽命勝於獻祭，信服勝於公羊嘅自由。人嘅回應，人揀咗啲乜嘢？揀咗啲容易做嘅獻祭，揀咗啲乜嘢容易做嘅獻上公羊嘅自由？係咪聽命難？係咪信服難？係噶。特別當我哋今日呢個時代裏面，我哋做基督徒嘅時候，我哋要聽命，要信服神嘅話語。呢個係難，係挑戰嘅。但係敬拜人生帶嚟俾我哋就係呢個挑戰。我哋可以擺上燔祭。即係獻祭，我哋將我哋所做嘅做向主嘅身上面，可以難難有難度，但係人嘅回應要取捨嘅時候，都係當時容易。但
係
當真係要聽從神嘅吩咐嘅話，呢個就難。再唔單止聽從，要信服喺裏邊啦。
But the word repent in the Greek is the word
metanoeo。
Meaning to change one's mind for the better. And what Jesus says to the church in Ephesus was, change your minds again to that better time when you first came to me. Metanoeo, your minds, to believe again all that I could do for you. Change your minds. Come back to the excitement that you first had, that hope that you once held on to, that inspired you to live for God in the first place. When you first discovered that love of Jesus, meant to nail your minds back to when you believed in miracles, when you believed that God could change anything and do the impossible, meant to nail your minds back to when your love for Jesus was fresh before it became jaded and cynical and guarded. Come back to the innocence of your faith. But why did they abandon this first love? It's the same for us as it was for them, I believe. Eventually, new things become old. What was once exciting becomes routine and mundane. Eventually, things break and become no longer useful. You know, a few months ago, I went back to my parents' home and I was helping them clean up the basement, and I was looking for a few things. And as I sat there, I got a little nostalgic, because the things in my parents' basement reminded me of my youth and my past. And buried under the stuff, the broken things, the dusty things, as I sat there, I began to uncover some great memories. And those things that I thought that I didn't need anymore, or that I wouldn't enjoy, surprised me. You know, as Christians, our first love often gets buried. We lose it under the pressures of life, under the pressures of our peers. It gets buried in the disappointments and the trials of our Christian walk. It gets buried when prayer isn't answered the way we want it to. We discount it. We just let it go. When sin comes into our lives and rather than dealing with it right away and correcting it, we let it distance ourselves from God. We see churches and we see other believers act in hypocritical ways and we bury our faith. We forget to pray, we forget to read the word, we substitute fellowship for other things. We take the easy way out of life, and rather than following God down the hard path, we'd rather just push it aside and bury it. We go to the places of least resistance. And after weeks, and months, and years, the business of doing, we wake up and find out one day we lost our passion. Not that any of us are forsaking it on purpose, but we've lost sight. By the time we look back, we've fallen away. 敬拜是生活，生活亦都是敬拜。所以我这样讲，我有罪啦，罪在哪边度呢？因为我怕百姓听从佢嘅话，就违背耶和华嘅命令，我哋嘅言语。呢个推搪，呢个背后佢里面有多嘅献祭敬拜都冇意义，因为佢系怕人多过怕上帝。今日敬拜生活嘅时候，生活就系敬拜。有冇谂过呢个无所不在嘅上帝在我哋嘅生活当中？
这个无所不能的上帝就在我们的生活里面，不是单局限在一个半钟头在这个教会的房子当中。当我们离开这个房子的时候，我们才真正进入敬拜的生活挑战里面。扫罗王，他这里他怕百姓，怕百姓不听他讲。
If we're not passionate for Jesus, then what do we have to offer? What are we singing about? Why do we meet? Why do we do anything outside of this as a church function without Jesus? And yet in God's warning, he commends him. And he says, what you've hated, I've hated, even though you've left my love. And what Jesus was saying was that there were a group of people in the city of Ephesus that were living in a lifestyle that was contrary to God's standards. And rather than the church passively tolerating them, they disapproved of their actions. But what's very important here that you need to understand, if you read this word for word, what they hate wasn't the people. What they hate was the practices. And you have to ask the question, why did God put this right after his indictment to them that they have forsaken their first love? Why is that there rather than at the beginning when God was commending them for all the other things? Here's my theory on this. I believe it was because Jesus wanted them to see what Jesus was asking of them wasn't that much of a stretch. That they already believed and shared God's heart on other things that mattered in the city.
馬丁路德有一次講個故仔，佢話咧有個有錢嘅弟兄，佢好似咧每日讀經祈禱嘅，佢有自己嘅敬拜生活，佢覺得好冇咩唔妥。馬丁路德去探佢嘅時候，就慰問佢話：有冇考慮下呢個群體教會嘅生活咧？冇，我覺得我讀聖經比教會講道嘅牧師仲好啊，仲領受多啲啊！我自己唱詩仲好聽過啲詩班唱，我使乜用教會？
馬丁路德冇任何説話，
當時係天氣冷嘅。當時嘅人都有個火爐喺處，
我哋都喺個火爐嘅裏面，個壁爐裏面攞一條柴，燒咗柴拎
放埋一邊，就唔再出聲。兩個人睇住呢條拎出嚟嘅柴，望住，一路望住呢柴嘅時候，冇幾耐，呢條柴就慢慢熄咗火，慢慢就暗淡落嚟啦。
Revelation chapter 2 verse 7 says that he who has an ear let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. To him who overcomes, I give the right to eat from the tree of life which is in the paradise of God. If there is one thing that you take with you this morning, if there is one thing that you take home, I want you to remember this, is that Jesus is the God of redemption. He is the God of redemption. He is the redeeming God, the God of grace and mercy. And Jesus says that whoever listens, listen to what I have to say, overcome the problems, overcome, do not run away from me. Do not run away from where you are in your spiritual walk. It's not over yet. There's still time to correct the way you're going. You don't have to walk away from God completely. There is nothing that you have done that you have strayed so far away from Jesus that he cannot redeem it. And he says, don't give up. If you're going through a dry time, if you're having your doubts, if you're struggling through sin and temptation, don't give up. Overcome. Wherever you are today, don't quit. Come back to Jesus. He's there.
Everybody's walking among the churches. 敬拜由呢個群體，我一個禮拜一次延伸到我哋個人嘅家庭嘅當中。今日當中嘅時候，敬拜係跳出只局限於聚會嘅連鎖框框之中，進入到生活即時敬拜嘅真實
情況。But whatever you do, do not turn from God, or He cannot help you.Return to the cross. Go back to where it all started. Look up at the stains. Remember the love that bled and died for you. Recapture, reclaim, hunger for that love that you once had. Because God promises us, He promises all of us, the Church of Ephesus, anyone who believes in Jesus, that you will eat of the fruit of salvation, you will know one day the promises of heaven.And it is only when you begin to love in Jesus and you live in Jesus again that when you come back to that beauty and that wonder of what eternity meant to you, it is then that you learn to live and to worship, to forgive, to work, to study, to be in love again. How do you do this? Let me quickly give it to you. Psalms 51, verse 11, 12.This is the Psalm of David after he had sinned before the Lord. He says, Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. You will need a willing spirit if you want to come back to God. A spirit of metanoeo. A willing spirit to change, to hunger,to chase after again only what God could have given to you and promised to you when you first came to the cross. To begin where you first started your relationship with Jesus, when you first decided to change, to where it all began with a commitment. To believe again His promises, to renew, refocus, recapture the love of Jesus, to recommit. And I believe that we need to recommit daily in our lives. To pray for a spirit of metanoeo,that is sincere and authentic, to change the way you love today, to live in the fullness of Jesus, to ask for God's grace to sustain it, that He would grant you the strength to hear what God is calling you to change for the better. We need to do that every day. There isn't a single day where I don't stand in front of the mirror and I say, God, change me. Don't make me the guy I was yesterday. My challenge is for you to do this daily. Write it down somewhere. Post it where you will see it. Come back to the cross of Christ. Spend time there daily. Remember what it was like before Jesus. Remember what it was like when you first found Jesus. Live for that. Continue in that. Make a change. Metanoeo for God. Every day you and I need to commit to change. Pray. Daily. For God's grace to sustain it. Because you're not going to be able to on your own. None of us can. Light the fire, metanoeo your soul. Ignite it once again. Let me pray for us. Father God, as we come before you, I don't know where everybody's at. Father, what I do know is sometimes the passion that could be there isn't. It's not just the church, it's all of us. Me, everybody. There are times when we just want to give up. Father, there are times when we've just lost it. We're dry and we're empty. Father God, whether we see it or not, I think the community and the world sees it. They see it in what we do when we go to work. They see it when we go to school. They see it when we show up to do something in the community. And they look at us and they ask, why are these guys here? Father, thank you that you walk among us. And as you look into each of our lives and you look into each of our churches, you see not only what we're doing right, but you see what we're doing wrong. And rather than leaving us to just continue to fumble through that, you bring us a word. And you say, if we would be so willing to listen, you would meet us where we are. And that there would be a promise that the tree of life, the very thing of eternity, is still available. It's still there. It's still real. If we only return to you. Father, help us to recommit again. Help us to commit every day for your glory. Father, help us to come and change. Because none of us are perfect. All of us need something to change. And Father, all of us need a sustaining spirit. Our spirits aren't strong enough. So we ask for yours. And I pray, Lord, pour it down. That you would not hold back a single drop of it. We ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen. This morning, there's a few announcements that we need to make. There's the offering that we need to give. And so I'm going to ask the ushers to come forward. As they give the offering, I will also share with you the announcements. And so let's just pray for the offering first, and then we can continue. Father God, we come before you. We want to thank you that you accept us even as we are. And that, Father, part of that acceptance is providing for us every day. And, Father, what you provided for us today, we want to return to you out of thanksgiving. Father, if there's anyone here that's visiting with us, please don't make them feel like they're pressured to give. Father, this is an act of worship that we come before you with. And so, Father, I pray you convince us to give according to your Spirit, is according to what you have said in your word, according to what you're doing in our lives. And Lord, may whatever we offer to you today be pleasing to you, no matter how great or how small. That, Lord, you don't look at the amount, but you look at the heart that's behind it. And so, Father God, we just pray this and we ask it now in your name, Jesus. Amen. As the offering is coming through, if you would turn to your bulletins, there's quite a few announcements that we need to make, some important things that you need to be aware of. First of all,